Welcome to the mission. This is Maitreya giving this introductory lecture. Also, we encourage you to further study. Go to our website and search to see, is it really from God or not? If it is from God, then it is a call to you to turn around and accept it as a revelation from God. This universe has been created for a purpose, for a reason, and the reason for this creation is to bring the darkness that has been created in the very beginning to turn and go back to light and oneness with God. 12,000 years ago, He decided to create man the way it is now and create the history. So when we reach to this point, many of those who have been meditating and incarnated for many lifetimes and have progressed to see this goal of the life, which is to become divine and turn around and go to God. Of course, before the history and 12,000 years ago, a path has been found by the Spirit of God, which went through that darkness and went through that path and eventually reached the light, and that path became the essence of progress for the darkness to turn around and go back to the light. That path called Eternal Divine Path. This path has 5 steps and 2 results. God has been sending the revelation to humanity for last 12,000 years and revealing a part of this path in major religions on earth. The first step in this path is mystical path, or the awakening of the spiritual forces in man, which is latent in base of their spine. Many techniques has been given through all history to accomplish this. This path was revealed after the flood of Noah by Noah to his children and spread all over the earth, and eventually became the spirit behind all religions. And the religions that mostly follow this path are Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, and many other cultures that follow the saying, know thyself to know God, or be still and know that I am, or my essence is God. Many of these religions or mystical people, they believe that is the only way to go to God, and they believe God is not an explanation, but it is an experience. Therefore, they give you the tools to experience that mystical state of unification or unity with God. However, that is not the end of the spiritual path. The second step is the creation of the communities of light. That part of plan of God was revealed in the Old Testament, where God is trying to find a people, the 12 tribes of Israel, to become His people, accept Him as their king, and follow His laws so they can create a community based on the Spirit of God. At the same time, God promised Abraham that his children, the child of Abram was Ishmael, and the child of Abraham was Isaac, that they also will bring a revelation to humanity. And the next step in creation of the communities of light is to sacrifice. In order to create a community which is based on God and people can live in it in peace and unity without fear and insecurity and violence, the people, they will know each other and they come to understand one another and become familiar with each other. You have to give up yourself in this community and become involved in it so you can know each other and eventually become one. This part of the Eternal Divine Path is the New Testament. Christ brought it to humanity by sacrificing Himself and showing love your neighbor as you love yourself. A community which is based on selfishness and self-centeredness and disunity and not sharing, will not bring peace and unity and security to such a community. As we sacrifice and we try to establish the communities of light, we might not succeed, and therefore we become discouraged. We might fall off from the path, or we might succeed and we become elated and take the credit, and ego comes in again, we will fall. Therefore, the next step is surrendering submission to the will of God. Surrendering means we do our best to create the communities of light. We do our best to sacrifice in the communities of light. We meditate, awaken our spiritual forces, but we surrender the result to God. We say, okay, I did my best that I can do or I know how to, but I surrender the result to God. Therefore, I'm not attached to the result. Whatever the result is, I look at it. I improve on what I do. I will try to do better or improve whatever is not correct and holy, and surrender the result to you. And eventually, I find the best way to bring the kingdom of God on earth. Even greater than surrendering is submission, is to realize that God is the doer and you are just a channel for his doing. And because God is perfect, you will do the perfect job. Of course, this also Christ taught, that do your best and glorify God. And Prophet Muhammad said, you did not throw the gabble or spear, but God did. So that means when God comes through, that is perfection. If we truly let him come through, we do perfect. This revelation of surrendering and submission came through Prophet Muhammad to humanity, and Islam is the fourth seal in the eternal divine path. However, still, in that state, we might become interested only in our own community, in our own nation, religion, and narrowness of the mind might still creep in and not let us see God in its whole glory. Next step is to shatter all narrowness of the mind and recognize that God is indeed everything. When he saw the darkness, he has to create this universe with his own body and the darkness so he can help them to turn around and go back to the essence. This creation has been created by the body of God. Therefore, God indeed is everything. If he is everything, then our home is the universe and our parents are God in two state of male and female, father and mother. And we do not belong to any specific area in the world or religion or gender, but the essence of every man and woman and child is God, and everything else also belongs to God and is God. Therefore, we become mere universalists. We shatter all the narrowness of the mind. We free ourselves of all the bondages that this external world can put on us. And we become free of those narrowing ideas that man is so attached to. This revelation have come through Bab and Baha'u'llah, who brought the Baha'i religion to humanity, and they are the fifth seal in the eternal divine path. Anybody who tries to awaken the spiritual forces, meditate, contemplate, concentrate, and follow all the rituals and techniques is being given to them to awaken the spirit within and eventually experience God, or even before experiencing God completely, join a community of light, or at least tries to create one, and realize that in order to create the communities of light, they have to sacrifice in the communities of light for the communities of light, then surrender and submit the result of their actions to God and become universalists. These five steps make them to become the elect. Elect are those that follow eternal divine path and shatter all narrowness of the mind, and also create other qualities that is explained in our teachings. And the elects are the sixth seal in the eternal divine path. They are the one that God has revealed to humanity through all his scriptures. My elect, the salt of the world, those who listen to God and his prophets and follow the revelations of God. It is these elects that are called by God at this time to create the initial fascinating thing, body, for creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This revelation or explanation of who is an elect has been given by a gentleman by the name of P.R. Sarkar in India, my guru when I start my journey, and he is the first person to explain who is an elect. And of course, with our teachings and further explanation, who they are clearly shows who can call himself an elect. It is not he who follows a specific religion. It is a quality. It is a manifestation through a person that makes them an elect. So it is these elects that will create the base of the coming of the kingdom of heaven on earth, and the whole body will be emerging from the communities of light based on the eternal divine path. Not every community is the community of light. If they are not based on the eternal divine path, they are just another community. We can see with this teaching, not only a path has been given which leads to creation of the elects, but also it shows that all religions of the world have a part of a greater truth. And when we put all of them together, we can see the whole picture, the whole truth that God has been trying to reveal for the last 12,000 years. And he clearly said to many of his prophets that he is not revealing everything to them, or told them to hide and not reveal it to everyone. He said that to Daniel, not to reveal his vision of the end time to anyone. He says to Prophet Muhammad that I did not reveal everything to you. And all other prophets also probably felt that did not reveal everything. There is much more that they could have revealed or they didn't know about them. And also this is confirmed, chapter 10, verse 7 in the Revelation, that God is a mystery until the seventh revelation or angel come and open the seventh seal. The only person can open that seventh seal is the line of the tribe of Judah, he who has connection to the King David and Abraham. And many other evidences that is been given to you for you to go and prove this to yourself. With this explanation and other evidence, we have given you the message and we are done, because the duty of the messenger is to give the message. Of course, the message is for you to see the truth that God has been revealing to humanity to this point, and it is a call for you to come, join, create the communities of light, and eventually spread this word and revelation to every corner on earth and gather the elect together so we can bring the kingdom of God on earth. This will happen with us or without us, but blessed is he who will be a part of this amazing endeavor.